character. So Tyra. Tyra in this past week's parasha tells us something very interesting. Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokech. The Torah tells us that you have to be tamim with Hashem. What does that mean, tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokech? To be complete? To be wholesome? You look at the translation of the pasuk, it doesn't really talk to us so much what that means. So Rashi comments on the pasuk of Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, something that really speaks to many of us that are going through this predicament and this sense of uncertainty that we find ourselves in during these days. Rashi says Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha limits us from being Doresh Hasidos, from trying to predict and determine what's in store, what's going to be in the future. The Torah tells us, be complete with Hashem. That's what Rashi says, don't be Doresh Hasidos. Now if I would ask you, Tomen Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, what that's referring to be complete with Hashem, how do I explain being complete with Hashem? So I would say, it means to maximize your tefillah, to maximize your avodas Hashem, your avas Hashem, to be doyrish al asidus, to shake the eight ball a little bit. What's the problem? That's a violation of having a complete relationship, a wholesome relationship with Hashem. That's the way we darsh in tam tiyem Hashem Elokecha. So Rashi, L'chora, got his chat from the Hemshech HaPsukim. If you look in the next pasuk, the pasuk says, Ki agoyim o'ela asher teriyorish osam. The Torah differentiates us from the Umos HaOlam, that we are going to inhabit their lands. What do they do? Says the Torah in Perek Yudches, pasuk Yudalid. Ama'oninim el-koismim yishmol. They go to the soothsayers. They go to the wizards. So Rashi clearly understood that from the context, from the next pasuk, that the Torah is referring to what? Tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha, to differentiate us from what the Umos HaOlam do, that they predict, that they try to analyze what's in store, what's ahead, in the upcoming future. But you know. But you don't go to the Me'onim Milkosim. So Rabosai, this pasuk leaves off in a cliffhanger. What did you give? What is the gift? When I tell you, Rabosai, I didn't buy you an old jalopy car, but rather, I bought you a Rolls Royce. That's not the way the pasuk ends. The pasuk leaves me off and says, but you are not so. Kind of leaves you hanging. And why? Why is it that the violation, we chip away from our relationship with Hashem in a wholesome, complete way of tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha? Because we go up to a wizard? Because we try and explore to figure out what's in the future? I mean, Rabbi say something that bothered me always. What's the big deal? So what? So they'll be wrong. But why can't I approach it? Why can't I have some fun? Why can't I try to predict and try to figure out what the fortune tellers have to say about the man? What's the problem? That is so critical that's going to chip away and break my complete relationship with Hashem. Now it's going to be that you're not tamim im Hashem Elokecha. It needs a little bit of hesber. We need to understand this on a little bit of a deeper level.
The truth is, Rabbi Yisai, this idea of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, this idea of being complete with Hashem, is not the first time that the Torah introduced to us this concept. The Torah at the beginning and the outset of the very Jewish nation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Avraham Avinu about leading a new movement of monotheism, leading the Jewish nation, developing the Jewish nation, he says to him the following: Avraham Avinu, I need one thing from you. Hisalech lefonai veheyesam. You should walk in front of me and be complete. So not only is this a commandment in Parsha Shoftim, but this is the very fabric and yesod and foundation of Yiddishkeit. Being complete with Hashem. And if we translate that to mean not to predict the future, when we're trying to just solve all these senses of uncertainty that we all have, Rabbi Yisai, who's going to be the president? Where are we going to be financially? Am I going to get this job? Who am I going to marry? What's my shidduch going to be? What family am I going to marry into? Decent questions. What's the problem? That's going to be the foundation of Yiddishkeit. Hisalech lefonai veheye samim. Rabbi Yisai, what's going on in this week's parsha? In this parsha Shoftim? In the Hakdama of Yiddishkeit? That the Torah is telling us that you need to be tamim with Hashem. They need to be complete. That relates to predicting the future. I'd like to share with you a pshat that I saw from one of the Kamarnas, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac from Kamarna, a beautiful pshat. Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully. And this is such a yesod and very important for us in the matzav of uncertainty that we have in our lives. It's different. It's different when it comes to Yiddishkeit. It's different when our relationship is grounded and founded on Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. Listen to the words of the Sefer Heichal Bracha, a brilliant idea. When a person approaches a fortune teller, when a person drives down those avenues of let me predict the future, by definition, what does he say? Listen to what he says. A person who approaches a soothsayer, a wizard, a fortune teller, is admitting that everything in my life is set in stone. It's already established. It's already predetermined. But we do not have that approach to life. We do not believe that anything is set in stone. We believe that we can relate to Hashem, that our hasmada, that our Talmud Torah, that our mitzvahs can make a difference. We live on another level of existence. Tomim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, when you're complete with Hashem, when you're in Hashem's arms, when Hashem is relating to you, when Hashem is speaking to you, and you give and take, then there's nothing that's predetermined. There's nothing that's already established. There's nothing that's just going to roll into a reality from what was to what will be. How could he predict it? How could he try and attempt to say what will be? You have a say. You are part of the process. You are given an ability to speak, a microphone. You matter. Rabbi Yisai, at the beginning of the Jewish nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, come here. Come outside of your tent. The pasuk says, Vayoytze oso achutza. And he took him out of the tent, outside the tent. But Chazal tell us, those of you that are learning that Daf Yomi, we just learned, Vayotze Oso Achutza, say Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Zayin, say Miyitztagninu Shelcho. You should leave the world of astrological influence. You should leave the world of Teva, the world of the stars. You are not predetermined by the stars. You are not, your future is not dependent on the world and the messages of astrology and Teva. You are above and beyond that existence. You are above and beyond that existence. Tei meitzagninu shalcha. Because as the Gemara says, Ein mazel Yisro. You know why? Because you have an existence of what? Tomim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. You have a give and take. You relate to Hashem. And you can determine what your outcome will be. That's the level. Above and beyond the astrology. Above and beyond the makeup of Teva. Rabbi Yisai, listen to the words of the Heichal Bracha and implement it into your lives. They go to the predictors, they go to the withers, they go to the soothsayers. You know what type of relationship you have with Tom and Tiem Hashem Elokecha? Says the Divrei Heichal Bracha, Loi Kain. What does it mean, Loi Kain? Not yes. You don't have to agree to everything. Not everything is predetermined. Person hires a shutta, a partner. I don't want you to agree with everything I'm saying. I don't want you to comply. I don't want you to be a yes man. I want to give and take. I want to hear your ideas. I want to hear your suggestions. I want your creativity. I want to develop this relationship as best as possible. That means to have some counter argument. That means to object sometimes to what I'm saying. Like Cain, don't just say yes. Don't just walk around there, boy, say, in this machla that we exist right now. It's the new normal. Get used to it. This is what it is. It's predetermined. There's not going to be a vaccine. We're not going to get out of it. Zoom is your reality. Lo Kain. Not when you have a relationship of Tom Tiem Hashem Elokecha. Not when you matter. Not when Hashem tells you, you determine your future. You don't go to Kostman and Maonanin that are telling you that it's just based on Teva, based on astrological influence. I don't want you to just nod your head. Lo Kain, says the Heichal Bracha. Because you're a descendant of Avraham Avinu. You're a person who created this relationship of what? Of Isalich Lefonai Veheye Samin. Of Vayotze Oso Achutzo. You have a different makeup. The Jewish nation is based off of a different reality. Lokain, don't just accept. Don't just say it is what it is. Boisai, convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we deserve a ge'ula. That we are right for a ge'ula. Our actions count. Our suggestions count. Which is through our tefillah. Which is through our Maisim Tovim. Which is through our Talmud Torah, trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a deeper level. I just want to get to know you. We relate to each other. We complete each other. Tomim Tia, complete with Hashem. We're a partnership. Tomim Tia. Doirish Asidus. I'm going to predict the future. How can I predict? I'm not totally on that. I'm not dependent on what he says. I'm dependent on what I say. Like Cain. Don't just say, yes, it is. It's set in stone. No. That's the end of the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu developed a relationship with us, Rabbi Yisai, says the Torah by Tom Tiem HaShem Elokecha, a relationship called Loi Kain. You don't have to say yes.
You don't have to accept it.
You can protest. A peaceful protest. But you can protest. Rabbi Yisai, you can do it. That's what your relationship is. That's what we have to strive to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are deserving. The Geula could happen any second tomorrow. Anytime. Because Ein Mazal Yisrael. Because Lo Kein. Because nothing is set. And therefore every moment of our lives, of Yeshiva right now, Rabbi Sayyim, this Zman right now, is golden opportunities. When you live a life of Lo Kein, Rabbi Sayyim, every Gemara, every mitzvah, every tefillah is gold. It's gold. It's predicting your future. You are predicting your future because you are given the ability to be mevatel. This idea, Rabbi Yisai, is highlighted and is stressed in Parshas Re'eh by the Bnei Yisoscher. Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully to what the Bnei Yisoscher says. We know that there's a concept in Halacha called Shemos. We have to make sure to treat with reverence and sanctity and make sure not to defile all of those objects that come from the Beis HaMikdash, from our Beis HaKnesses, our Mikdash Ma'at, and represent Kedusha. That is the concept of Shemus. We don't just throw it out in the garbage. We don't just defile it. We don't act with it in a bizayon, in a disgraceful manner. We treat it with respect. The Torah tells us that in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, we just laid. The Torah says when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you should destroy all of the Asherah trees, the idolatries, the matzevos, the mizbechos, all the altars, all the monuments of the Umos Ha'olam of the Goyim. But then the Torah says that is the way you approach the monuments of Avodah Zarah. But when it comes to any area of Kedusha, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to a shul, when it comes to a sefer, Loisasun Keim LaHashem Elokeichem. Don't defile it. Don't erase Hashem's name. This was relevant, Rabosei, in COVID, when it came to shilas of bringing in tefillin to areas that they wouldn't allow them to come out of. Rav Moshe has tshuvas, the Nadi Yehuda has a tshuva about it. About putting yourself in a situation where ultimately things of Kedusha will get destroyed. Loisasun Keim LaHashem Elokeichem. The Agra Dekala says something so beautiful. Exactly like the pasuk that we just darshan, b'fida heichol bracha. Loisasun kein la'Hashem alekeichem. Don't just accept your reality. Don't just accept the predicament. Don't say this is what it is and it's going to be what's going to be in the future. No. Loisasun kein. Don't just agree. Don't just accept. Don't just say yes. Loisasun kein. We are privileged. We are given a gift, an opportunity to object, to protest, to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu Malkeinu, Krah Royes Gzai Dineinu, right now, rip it up, change the outcome, convince him. That's what our relationship is all about. That's what it means to be a function of Tamim, to be one that relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a complete way. Rabbi Yisai, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu began the Jewish nation, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues and allows the Jewish nation to survive. You should not go to a wizard or go to a fortune teller. Not because you're depending on them, Rabbi Yisai, because of the premise of that conversation. The fact that you're going to go in that direction shows that you gave up hope. That you don't think that right now this Seder, this piece of Gemara, this mitzvah, this tefillah can make all the difference and is such a beautiful opportunity. Rabbi say, as we start this Zman, we don't only try to go back to our old ways and begin learning a Masechta and delving into a Masechta, Rabbi Yisai. We are using this Zman to say, Lo Kain! It wasn't, maybe in the summer it lasted till then. But it has the opportunity and it has the option to stop right now. I could make a difference. I could save, you know, Trump's trying to make sure to get the vaccine. You could get the vaccine. You could be the solution. You could end the crisis. You could end the matzah. Because you are tormentiyam Hashem Elokecha. Because what you say matters. Because you make a difference. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear from you. He wants to hear you say, Lokein, not me. Not such an Eved Hashem. Not one who lives his life like this. Not one who cares so much about our relationship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring us back to the shuls. Bring us to a life of Geula. Bring us to a life that it's easy for us to get and relate to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're demanding it. We're objecting. We're protesting. Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to see that. Going to see a Zman, Rabbi Yisai, that everyone understands that every second, every minute is vital. Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will follow in turn and he'll say, look at these beautiful children. Look at what they're demanding for. Look at what they're saying, no, I'm not going to accept. Oh, what a nachas ruach the Rabbeinu Shlomo will get from that. So I want to give everyone divrei bracha. Before we start the first Seder, Rabbi Yisai, that Emir Hashem, all of you should optimize and should really use on the strongest level every second and every opportunity that they have. And Emir Hashem, we should all be zeicha to a geula krova b'mehera b'yameinu. Emir Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to send out the makaris. I'm going to try to work on